the speed in which it became a fire show to a deployment situation, the speed, you know, a matter of seconds. So not enough time to, at least for me, to have prepared myself in a safe way to go in the shelter, you know, as far as facing the correct direction, getting rid of your pack, fully extending the shelter. I went into from a prone position. I'd never trained. I trained from a standing position only. I deployed from the ground. So that was something I didn't know how to do, but I did it. I didn't do it as good as it could have been done. The shelter itself didn't fully extend. I was rolled up into a fetal position rather than a fully extended position. Therefore, I had less of a barrier, an insulation barrier in the shelter. I had less air to breathe. That feeling of being curled up in that ball, I think, makes you feel even more kind of just more trapped, and, you know, that intensity is just kind of heightened. For me, it was the most afraid I've ever been in my life, and everything that you've read about, people thinking about, you know, you're going to die, feeling the presence of, you know, death or darkness in there. I felt all of that, fighting the urge to pull off the shelter and make a run for it or get out because you feel so trapped. Went through that. But then, I mean, for me, I guess one of the other things I'd say as far as a recommendation to firefighters also is, which most people already do, is to carry a tool on their belt, for one thing, carry a Leatherman or carry a knife or some sort, because what became sort of my way of coping through it was I fumbled around and was able to get my Leatherman out and started to dig in into the dirt to make a better breathing space. And I would dig a little bit and then get as close as I could to the ground to get the cleanest air that was, you know, cooler, and just take a breath and then come back up and start digging again and then breathe, dig and breathe. And that was my way of staying focused and staying calm and finding the good air. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that saved me, you know. I mean, it was a matter of, you know, the difference between a few inches was huge. As far as the heat, it was unbearable to be, you know, to have your head up. You had to have your head on the ground. But the hard hat kind of, for me, was impeding me from getting closer. So I had to kind of work my way and push the hard hat back. And still, when I got my lips to the ground, it wasn't close enough. I had to find something. I had to go deeper than the ground level to find cool air that made me think I would survive. Because the hot air made you realize that this is how you die, is you breathe in superheated air and superheated gases. And either you slowly die or you die fast. But either way, you die. So that was something I was really keen on, is the panic from breathing in that air made me realize this is how I will die if I don't find cool air. And that cool air is going to be on the ground. And that knife might buy you an inch or 2 inches, and that might be your life right there.